Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest is an award-winning musician who had a vision for encouraging artists across the country. Trevor Dick founded Flying Bow Music Ministry in 2005 with the objective of having, quote, musicians and artists called by God to encourage others to discover and worship Jesus Christ, end quote. For the past year or so, Trevor and the ministry's board have been searching God's direction, and Trevor is with us on the phone tonight from his home studio in Guelph, Ontario, to talk about Flying Bow's new vision and direction. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Perpetuum from the Trevor Dick Band's New World CD. Before we get to our conversation with Trevor Dick, some full disclosure. I've come to know Trevor through my work as a journalist, but he's become a personal friend, and I was invited to serve as a member of the Flying Bow Music Ministry Board of Directors a few years ago, and I'm currently the board chair, and I'm aware of the changes the ministry's been going through. So we're going to try and make sure that everything is clear and above board here. But let's now get to our conversation with Trevor Dick. Good evening, Trevor.
Good evening.
Now, for those people who aren't familiar with you or your music, can you give us a little bit of background about your story? Because it's such a fascinating story.
Well, I was born in Nigeria, missionary parents. My dad, a doctor, my mom, a nurse, and back in the 60s, they were called to be missionaries. My story in a nutshell is I lost my dad in a car accident when I was 4, and a tough time to go through, as you can imagine. But my mom said some words to me that just touched my little 4-year-old heart. When I asked some hard questions of her, I asked her, you know, why did Daddy die? And I asked much harder question, why did God take Daddy when I loved him so much? And my mom said some words that just, you know, touched my little 4-year-old heart. She said, Trevor, I don't know why this has happened, but I know this, that God's going to be your dad now. And she quoted me that verse of scripture from the Psalms, that God is the father of orphans and the husband of widows. And that started me on my journey of faith. Those were the key words that my mom just fed into me that started that journey, my spiritual journey with the Lord. And that also gave me a thirst, too, being on the mission field, to become a missionary. I used to keep my dad's microscope under my bed and would look at bugs and pieces of skin, you know, gross stuff that boys look at. And I tell everybody that I was going to be a missionary. But at a young age, about 7 or 8, my mom started me on the violin. And by the time I was in my teen years, I felt God was calling me to be a violinist. But in the process of becoming a violinist, I thought I was giving up that dream to be a missionary. So that was kind of the start of my journey into both music and actually mission work on the violin.
Well, and that whole aspect of the combination of mission work and the music is sort of part of the reason why Flying Bow Music Ministry came into being. Give us a little bit of background as to how Flying Bow actually got started.
Well, you know, my story from as a music artist is pretty much a lot of people's stories. I released a couple albums. My first two albums were called New Beginnings and Fifth String Boulevard. And you know, as most artists do, they'll release an album, and this is a way that we can support ourselves financially. It's also something that we do to just keep our craft going, and because our supporters and fans they want to be hearing new material and take away something from the concerts that we do or the ministry events that we do, take something home that they can continue to be blessed with and be, you know, spoken to by the Lord. And so I released two albums, New Beginnings and Fifth String Boulevard. And I distinctly remember this. I was actually on a tour of Alberta at the time with my ministry partner, Brad Tews, plays keyboards, and I was on the road, and I was about $16,000 in debt. I was, you know, newly married, a young family, I was just thinking, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I've got $16,000 on the line of credit, and just to try to finance my ministry, and I just don't think that. God wants me to be going into debt to do his work, to do missionary work and ministry like I am. And that was the start. That was sort of where the seed was planted in my heart and my mind around the idea of Flying Bow and having a nonprofit organization to try to pair donors with artists. Or patrons, as I would call them, with mm-hmm. artists, like artist patrons, and so you know, so it's been quite a journey from that point until now.
So what's been, I guess, in terms of the vision of Flying Bow, what was sort of that initial vision of what you wanted to see happen, you know, with artists and with patrons?
Well, I think we. What ended up happening after that point is that I got connected with an organization, another arts organization called Imago in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And a board of directors was established, and we ended up launching two more projects called Yahweh and Glory and Peace. And in the process of doing those projects and in partnerships both with my band and with other artists, I started to have this really clear, much clearer vision of where I felt God was calling us to go. In the process of going through those Imago projects, we were actually encouraged to seek charitable status ourselves as the board of directors. And so, you know, it wasn't a very clear vision at first, but at a strategic planning meeting that we had back in 2010, we brought together all our strategic partners, people who had invested a lot into the ministry, patrons, board members, we started to dream some big dreams for the way Flying Bow could look.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that was when we felt, and you know, I felt that, you know, this could be something that we could bless other artists with as well. I was benefiting now as an artist. We had some very large donations come in. I was no longer in debt. Projects were being covered through donors and patrons, and this was something I felt that we could start to share and grow and develop with other artists.
Well, I want to get into that in a couple of minutes, but we're going to take a quick break first and then continue our conversation with Trevor Dick. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection. You've been listening to East of Sinai from the New World CD by the Trevor Dick Band. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Trevor Dick. You talked just before we went to the break about how you had the vision, and part of the vision of Flying Bow was to connect with other artists and be the same kind of support, provide the same kind of support that Flying Bow had given you. And I know that during this past year or so, the Flying Bow Board has been sort of grappling with this and how to do it. Some of the things that have gone on in the last year in terms of trying to figure out what the direction that God wanted the Flying Bow to go in has been?
Oh, it's interesting you played the song East of Sinai, Robert, because that song actually came out of a long time of waiting and maybe some fear and unknowns, similar to the children of Israel when they were in the desert before they went into the promised land. That was some of the, I was actually reading some of those passages and really reflecting on them, how we can be, you know, Joshua led the children of Israel into the promised land east of Sinai, and the Israelites were afraid of the giants in the land, and Joshua saw the fruit, but the rest of the Israelites and the rest of the spies that went into the land at that time were afraid of the giants. The walls of the city were too big, and there seemed to be just a lot of walls and a lot of barriers to moving forward as a ministry. A few years ago, and a lot of work to do. You can't just launch with new artists. You need to have an infrastructure. You need to have a foundation built. We weren't there 3 years ago, and the last year has been a lot of work. An excellent, effective board of directors who have really caught a renewed vision for the ministry that was established really back in 2010 and even in the roots of the ministry, but just really taking the reins and taking these steps of faith that I believe that we have to take to go to that next level or to grow as a ministry.
Well, you keep mentioning that, you know, sort of new artists and bringing new artists on to that. How have new artists been a part of what this renewed vision for Flying Bow is?
Well, we brought a team of three new ministry artists to join us now with the launch. The launch has now happened, and very exciting. The launch happened on January the 17th. 2017, 17-1-17 was our launch date, and the artists that we have brought on are Michael Austin Harris, and an indigenous worship team called Okama, and then a mixture of spoken word, music, and dance, 111 Ministries, and those three ministry artist groups have joined myself. And we're now a group of four ministry artist groups under Flying Bow, and we plan to grow from there.
Mm-hmm. And what are you hoping what is Flying Bow's role in all of this for these partner artists?
Well, you know, I asked one of the questions we asked all the artists was what do you hope to receive from Flying Bow? Like, what are your, you know, why do you want to join Flying Bow? And that's a good question, right? Like, what is it that Flying Bow is going to offer these artists? I've seen this in my own life already, in my own ministry, what Flying Bow has provided for me personally as an artist. But it was really kind of neat to ask that question of each of the artists, and basically they all had very similar answers to myself. You know, for instance, Michael Austin Harris, he answered this way. He said, I'm looking for mentorship and discipleship. I'm looking for the broadening of my ministry base and missions through travel and, you know, mission work. He has a desire to collaborate with fellow Flying Bow artists and industry partners, studios, musicians, concerts, and touring. He's looking for sponsorship and partnership in future albums and music tour production. So financial support, you know, in all of those things as well. And a partnering and production assistance for Christian music festivals, and, you know, some initiatives that he's doing, such as, you know, there's an initiative he does in Guelph called Joy in the Park, mm-hmm. Joy in the City. And, you know, there were very similar answers from all of the ministries. They all kind of, you know, there's a mentoring that will happen. There's a discipleship. There's a support base. Prayer support, accountability, that they just don't necessarily have on their own. And I believe that Flying Bow is going to provide that. You know, I think of that verse, you know, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And I think that we're stronger together in team than we are if we try to do things on our own as artists. And I think that is in the core, one of our core values, actually, as a ministry, is that we want to do that.
Yeah, and what are you hoping that that the partner artists are going to bring to Flying Bow Music Ministry?
Well, I really believe that they're bringing a broader reach and more diversity. For instance, Okama, I have a real ministry reaching in the indigenous groups of Canada and around the world. And I mean, it's just incredible. They really, truly have a calling in this area, and that's an area that not all of us can do or have a calling to do. And 111 Ministries are providing some very unique forms of art and dance and music and spoken word and message.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. That, you know, again, we're not doing it. So we're just basically richening Flying Boat.
And to a degree, this isn't new because you did this back when you launched the Glory and Peace Christmas CD. In terms of some of the concerts you did at that time, where you had a visual artist who was doing live art during the concert, and you had a dancer that was there as well. You just did that again this year with 111 Ministries and Tina Newlove again. To a degree, what Flying Boat is doing isn't new, but it's sort of taken a renewed vision. Is that a good way of looking at it?
That's right. I mean, I think we've always had this vision. You mentioned live performance being. We've paired up with Tina Newlove, an award-winning Canadian artist who's done live depictions of concerts and paintings. It's beautiful, absolutely incredible. And previously we've paired up with Hannah Briggs, a well-known dancer, ballet dancer. And, you know, I really believe a big part of my ministry personally has always been to incorporate the arts, and now I think we're expanding in a much bigger way and a broader way, and I'm really excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with musician Trevor Dick. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. You've been listening to Sparrow, an arrangement of His Eye is on the Sparrow from the New World CD by the Trevor Dick Band. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Trevor Dick. Trevor, looking at all of this and looking at where Flying Boat is going, part of the whole renewed vision that is also been a launch of a new website and things like that. What are some of the things that have been involved in this relaunch?
Well, we've rebranded as a ministry. There's a freshness to where we're going, and obviously now the Ministry of Flying Boat is not me personally. Now it's a team of a much larger group of artists, and we're excited to be growing. We want to grow. We want to invite more artists to join us in God's will and timing. We're looking for more ministry partners. We're looking to grow the board of directors. We have some openings on the board. We're just wanting to grow. The tagline is Flying Bow Grows, and it's a new day in the ministry of Flying Bow, and we're really excited to see where the Lord leads us. This is God's ministry. It's not our ministry. We humbly have been giving this ministry to the Lord. He's given us a mandate that's unique in Canada, and has a plan for this ministry, and we just want to be faithful to what He's calling us to do with the ministry of Flying Bow.
Well, as you've watched Flying Bow start from where it was when you first started, as a sort of ministry involved with Imago branching out into its own charitable organization to where you are now with the addition of the other ministry partners, what does that mean to you personally as you've been able to see this seed that God gave you planted and now grow?
I'm just so thankful. My heart's just full of thankfulness to God for what He's done. You know, there's been many times along the road that we weren't sure if the ministry would even survive, right, or continue. And we've, as a board, have been really careful to make sure that everything that we're doing is within, you know, CRA standards as a nonprofit, and those have been challenges along the way. But I really feel that God has brought us to this point. He wants the ministry to move forward in this way. And there's a real strength in team and partnership. And in a way, that's really, you know, the way God wants us to be as Christians, in team, in ministry, in community, and not on our own. And so I think He's blessing this decision and this next step as a ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, where can people find out more about Flying Bow?
Flyingbow.com, FlyingBow.com.
Great. Trevor, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Ars Condition today, and thank you to my guest, Trevor Dick. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.